A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Actually, the Word of God speaks very simply, straightforwardly, clearly, regarding our duty to God. Not just duty as in a performance or a law. Rather, it is a privilege that everything boils down to this one point, that it is all about Him. It is about God. It isn't just about you and me, though He cares for us so much, though He died for us. But still, we are reminded that this is our privilege, to love God completely. That is the bottom, the foundation, the root, if you will, of every other commandment. We are called to love God. Never lose sight of that. Musukukhohlwa lokhu ukuthi umyalo wokuqala kungukuthi simthande uNkulunkulu ngayo yonke inhliziyo. Sometimes we get so busy with the other aspects of God's Word that we miss out on the only important one, and that is our personal love towards Him. And He says, this, O Israel, is what you are to remember. This is what you ought to do. You are to love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your might. In other words, all you have, everything, your body, soul, spirit, everything about you is to love God. We've spoken recently about the love of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That is God's love, the agape love, which springs from God's own heart. And here too, we dare not try to satisfy God just with a human love. God is divine and will only be loved with divine love. That love which is His own love, which He can pour into your heart. How do you get His love? Through forgiveness of sin. That's why we have the gospel. Because we cannot save and forgive ourselves. Jesus Christ is the only way to be forgiven. Then, when your heart is cleansed by the blood, the Holy Spirit is poured into your heart. And that is the love with which you can love God with everything you have.